West Georgia's first news for your Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom.
We're prepared with chainsaws. Our 911 center is prepared to bring extra staff in. All of our police departments, as well as the sheriff's office, is preparing to bring in extra staff, along with most of our departments as far as public works goes, with extra generators and different things so that we can keep the county running, so that we can continue to serve you, our citizens.
Carroll County Communications Director Ashley Halsey says local safety officials and road crews are preparing for the worst and hoping for the best ahead of winter weather potentially headed for our area over the weekend. However, the National Weather Service in Peachtree City at this point thinks the worst of the precipitation may stay east of us.
We have a strong low-pressure system and cold front that will begin impacting much of north and central Georgia overnight Saturday into Sunday, and may linger in the northeast Georgia mountains early Monday morning.
Meteorologist Nicole Estima.
Precipitation for West Georgia should start out as mostly rain Saturday night, and into Sunday may transition to a rain-snow mix and should taper off through the day Sunday. As far as totals go for West Georgia, current forecast has it under half an inch and probably mainly on grassy exposed areas. The threat for icing right now stays east of West Georgia.
Estima notes that while this is the forecast now, it still could change in the next 24 hours.
Depending upon the strength of the cold air wedge that kind of moves in from northeast Georgia and moves toward the state line, if that wedge ends up being a little bit stronger, you could have some more wintry precipitation. But we'll just have to see as we get a little bit closer.
And we will keep you updated on the weather forecast and any potential delays or cancellations this weekend. If it does come down to it, local churches can share their closings with me. Email cworthington@newstalk1330.com. Well, Villa Rica residents will soon have quicker and more efficient access to city staff to resolve a number of issues, and staff more efficient access to the public. For example, everything from telling the city about uncollected trash to notifications of downed trees to boil water advisories to animal control concerns. The city partnering with TextMyGov to use smart testing technology to communicate with citizens 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This allows lines of communication with the local government and the constituents. The system works 24 hours a day and easily connects with our website and other communication methods. TextMyGov would help the city communicate, engage, boost website traffic, track requests, and work closer and smarter with citizens.
Villa Rica Finance Director Jennifer Holman explaining the new service to Mayor and City Council this week. Holman says when residents send a text to the city via the TextMyGov service,
if certain keywords are used, it will give them another reply through a text on how to contact, or it will be sent to the appropriate department to take care of it.
And the system will be rolled out over the next 2 months. Well, next Tuesday, the Harrelson County Zoning Board will consider its recommendation regarding a proposed landfill north of Interstate 20 and east of Tallapoosa. Solid Solutions asking the board to recommend a zoning change that could allow the firm to develop a landfill, industrial park, recreational areas, and buffers on approximately 2,000 acres. That land is currently zoned Agriculture 1. The group claiming the proposed project would bring many high-quality jobs and produce for the county a projected host fee revenue of $72 million. However, many Harrelson County residents have been vocal about their opposition to the project, citing quality of life and health concerns. The hearing, Tuesday morning, 10 o'clock in the Buchanan Gymnasium, is expected to attract quite a crowd. Following the board's approval, denial, or even if they defer, the recommendation is forwarded to the Harrelson County Commission, which schedules its own public hearing. County Commission will vote on the rezoning at a later date. Carroll County deputies have obtained an arrest warrant for a 27-year-old Whitesburg man alleged to have shot out a window at the Sunoco Quick Thrift gas station at the Triangle north of Carrollton earlier this week. Investigators found that the entrance to the store had a bullet hole in the glass and it was shattered. They say the shot was fired where workers were moments away from beginning the breakfast shift. Fortunately, no one was injured. Now, deputies say video surveillance suggests that Michael Joseph Holloway was at the scene at the time of the incident. They say Holloway is aware that he has active warrants for his arrest, and they are asking that he turns himself in to authorities. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should contact Carroll County Sheriff's Office investigator Nick Miller. A senior at Carrollton High School receiving an academic award as part of the College Board National Recognition Programs. Emily Kahn, chosen based on her academic performance and because she attends school in a small town, which is one of the criteria chosen by the College Board for the award. The College Board National Recognition Programs allocates students academic honors, which can be included on college and scholarship applications. Colleges use these honors to identify students from underrepresented groups who have excelled in the classroom and on college entry exams. Emily using the honor to impress New York University, Georgia Tech, Emory, and the University of Washington, where she has applied to attend. She plans on majoring in biology with the hope to eventually go to medical school to study to become a surgeon. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.